Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012. Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry, Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put these borewells. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clearer. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome from Newsbusters, MRC, and Free Speech America, Mr. Michael Morris. Michael, welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, obviously, top of our list has to be Mar-a-Lago and President Trump and what happened there. I do want to add this, though, and I have been doing a lot of conversation this week about this issue, and that is, and it's interesting because it almost was prophetic in the show that we did on Monday with David Sumrall, who did Bloody Hill, but the connectivity between Ruby Ridge, Waco, the Bundy Ranch, the Wildlife Preserve, and the murder of Lavoie Finicum, and then January 6th. When you consider what was done and the actual particulars about it, and as an example, the vilification of the term sovereign citizen, which if you read our founding documents, if you read the Federalist Papers, if you go through that, what you realize is that that's exactly what our founders were saying to the King of England. We are sovereign, and we're not going to be under your subjugation any longer. And yet, those events that I just described, going back into the 1990s, were an attempt by a government to assert itself and subjugate the people.
Well, and like, you know, for our part here at the Media Research Center, in particular newsbusters.org, what we try to do is point out media bias. And there has been an incessant, nonstop drip of fake news coming from the legacy liberal media. You know, we had the Russia P tape. We had Russian collusion. You know, we've had this constant drip of alleged leaks coming out of the Trump White House back when he was in office, and then leaked to the press, and then these phony stories, this fake news that's been coming out. And now we have this same media cheering a raid on the former president of the United States House, a completely unprecedented act. And the media, the leftist media, is cheering this on and saying, good riddance, it's Donald Trump, we're glad they're getting him. But this is truly incredible. Senator Ted Cruz actually said, it is a corrupt and abuse of power. What Nixon tried to do, Biden has now implemented.
And
you know, it's crazy.
And Michael, that I guess my point in bringing up what I was saying is that there is the press creates the narrative that people believe. The press created the narrative about Waco. The press created the narrative about Ruby Ridge. The press created the narrative about the Bundy Ranch, about Lavoie Finicum, about January 6th, and about and so there's been this not free press that has been government controlled, that appears to be government propaganda, right? That they sow and they toe a certain line, and that line seems to be in line with a very liberal, progressive, and it's really funny. We talk about them as being progressive, but in reality, to me, it's more regressive because it constricts what you are allowed to say. And you have to follow the script that they want followed, or they will silence you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about what the media will do. They have their own narrative, and they push that, and it's ultimately to protect the left and protect the Democratic Party. The bias is truly uncanny. You know, I will say though, there's been a couple of surprising takes. In fact, Andrew Cuomo, the disgraced governor. New York actually came out and said the DOJ must immediately explain the reason for its raid, and it must be more than a search for inconsequential archives or will be viewed as a political tactic and undermine any future credible investigation and the legitimacy of the January 6th investigation. But there's even more. A CNN legal analyst, Paul Kalin, I believe is how you pronounce it, actually went on with CNN's Poppy Harlow, and she asked, if this becomes a Presidential Records Act violation, not more, do you think it is enough to warrant all this? And then Kalin responded, it's not enough to warrant all this, and this is a daring and dangerous move by the Department of Justice to serve a warrant on a former president and to raid his personal residence. Yeah, and especially before, you know, a few months before a midterm election. It's truly crazy.
Well, the precedent that this sets, you know, it's you know, there we you and I have talked about the media's involvement in the arguments, as it were, let's say about the filibuster, right? and right there was, you know, the back and forth about the filibuster issue, and that would be considered like the nuclear option. Man, to my way of thinking, what they have done by going into President Trump's personal residence in this manner, this is of that magnitude. This is nuclear, because now you have Republicans that take power. Well, up until now, the Republicans held back. Trump said, was asked, are you going to go after Hillary Clinton and her 33,000 emails? Are you going to send the Department of Justice after her? Which righteously they could have. And he said, no, we're going to follow our historical precedents, and we're going to move on from here, and we're going to institute our policies, but we're not going to, you know, we're not going to go back and start digging into wounds. Same thing with Obama and the treasonous behavior. And then to find out that Obama was spying on President Trump after they got out of office, running basically a separate shadow government that was spying on the sitting president of the United States. Nobody's done anything about that, Michael.
Right. Look, and what's incredible, Peter Ducey of Fox, like, actually talking to the White House press secretary mm-hmm. the other day about the raid. And, you know, he tried to get down to the bottom of things and asked, you know, flat out if this was some sort of political tactic. And, you know, he said, is there a concern here that if you guys don't say more, then these Republicans who are accusing this White House of weaponizing the Justice Department, weaponizing the FBI, that's going to become the public sentiment if you guys don't say once and for all, we're not going to do that. And of course, Jean-Pierre just kind of brushed it aside and said she wasn't going to talk about it and didn't answer the question. A simple yes or no question: is this White House weaponizing the Justice Department and the FBI against political opponents? The White House would not answer that question. Well, astounding stuff and an important question.
But they also, in addition to not answering the question they did answer was to suggest that they were as surprised as everybody else that this happened. I mean, does anybody honest to goodness believe that they didn't know that the Department of Justice, that Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray had signed off on sending 30 FBI agents into Mar-a-Lago to go through the closet of the former first lady, to get into their safe, to go through all of their personal belongings? I mean, seriously, the FBI and the director of the Department of Justice and we didn't know anything about it? I mean, who buys that?
You know, it, like I said, it truly is incredible. Truly incredible. And it reminded me of the Obama administration, and when Barack Obama, former president, actually said, well, I found out this information when you all did on the television. You know, it's the same line from these leftist hacks. And then the media just protects them along the way.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, there's an article out also that compares, you know, the Biden and Nixon, right? You know, where it's like, you know, And I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much Richard Nixon actually understood of what was going on based on some of the evidence that's come out. But the bottom line is that high up people, very high up people, were involved and engaged in this. These agents didn't just on their own willy-nilly wander over to Mar-a-Lago. In fact, they were finding out that they actually had conversations with the Secret Service and told the Secret Service that they were going to be there. So, because they couldn't have just shown up. The Secret Service wouldn't have allowed them to go in if they had just shown up and tried to wander in there.
Well, again, it's not much unlike what we've seen in the past from the left. I mean, if you recall, the IRS targeted the Tea Party movement.
Yes, sir.
And was trying to go after nonprofit organizations and the like. And eventually it was, you know, kind of dug up that, in fact, yes, that is exactly what happened. And the IRS got in trouble for that. But the media along the way, again, during that time period, was cheering and saying, yeah, go after these these Tea Partiers, we don't like them, we don't agree with their politics, and it just seems to be more of the same. The media backing the leftist agenda and doing all that it can to push aside any actual reporting to try to get to the truth of the matter, and it's just more of the same.
Well, and speaking about the IRS now apparently has in this new bill that was passed, budgeting for 87,000 new agents, and they said, "Oh, well, we're not going to be, you know, this isn't going to be political in any way." How can you say such things with a straight face after what we just witnessed Monday night, and you're going to try to convince us that this isn't going to be political, especially based on what you just said about what we know they did previously?
Well, right, and like, you know, it seems to be a concerted effort with the Biden administration, the Biden White House, and big media and big tech to go after people on the right. You know, you've got Donald Trump eliminated from social media, so he can't have a voice there except for on his, you know, on his own platform. Now you've had IRS going after people in the media, backing them up. Then you've got this raid, you know, earlier this week, and the media cheering it. So it's just this sort of collusion between the liberal media and the talking points coming from the left and the Democratic Party. And also you have something similar going on with the big tech companies.
Well, and I can speak to that because I was just banned again for life. I got another email from Twitter telling me you have been banned for life, and I forwarded that on to you guys, you know, just a little bit ago for you to add to your thing. But basically, it says your account has been suspended, and then when I tried to appeal, they said no, not just suspended, banned for life. We'll be back to talk about that right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So I was going through here with Michael, but I sent them an appeal, and they reviewed my account. And they said, hello, this is July 8th, 8:04 a.m. Hello, let me actually do this, put that up on the screen, you can see it. Hello, after further review, we have unsuspended your account as it does not appear to be in violation of the Twitter rules. Your account is now unsuspended. We appreciate your patience and apologize for any inconvenience. Please note that it takes up to 24 to 48 hours for your follower and following numbers to return to normal. Thanks, Twitter. The interesting thing here, Michael, is that I had been suspended at this point for about 2 years. And their, wow, their unsuspension of me, if you will, was specific to my pointing out to them the Berenson case. And now,
yeah, no, that's very interesting.
Yeah. And now they have said your account is suspended, and it says, hello, your account was permanently suspended due to multiple or repeat violations of the Twitter rules. Except that they didn't send me. I mean, they're literally, There are no emails from them other than this email and my response. It says your account has been locked and that's it. It says your account has been suspended or locked. There's two emails that there's one email that says your account has been suspended or locked. That's it.
Wow. You know, and that's pretty incredible stuff, particularly because of what Alex Berenson went through with his settlement. You know, Alex Berenson was actually reporting that he settled with Twitter over something very similar. He was talking about COVID-19, something that big tech has been censoring since the very beginning. You know, and ultimately the settlement came down to, apparently, according to Berenson, that if you were not following the procedure, or rather Twitter wasn't following its own procedure that it laid out, mm-hmm, then they can't censor someone from the platform. So it's more along the lines of a breach of contract type situation. But, you know, Pastor Greg, you're not alone. You know, we recorded in a study here back in February 2022 that 808 people or 808 cases, rather, of censorship occurred from big tech, specifically on COVID-19, 41 doctors, scientists, medical, and science groups. 70 media personalities. That includes journalists, TV anchors, YouTubers, podcasters, radio hosts, 21 news outlets, and 7 members of Congress among them. You've got Senator Rand Paul, Senator Ron Johnson, Rep. Thomas Massie, Representative Nicole Malliotakis. I probably butchered her name. We've got Rep. Byron Donalds, Rep. Darrell Issa, Laura Ingraham, David Rubin, Stephen Crowder, Candace Owens, Charlie Kirk, Buck Sexton, Steve Deese. And it all seems to be, for the most part, one-sided. So it's truly incredible. And also what gets even worse is that the Biden administration, in other words, the federal government, has been pressuring these big tech companies to do just that. In fact, President Biden, and this is according to Mediaite back on January 13th, quote, "I make a special appeal to social media companies and media outlets. Please deal with the misinformation and disinformation that's on your show that has to stop." So you've got the Biden administration, a government official, not just Biden, but Vivek Murthy, also Jen Psaki, and the Disinformation Governance Board,
right,
the new task force announced by Kamala Harris, all calling for big tech companies to silence American citizens.
And not just silence American citizens, but to suggest that everything that they're saying is disinformation, when in fact now, based on the FOIA requests that came out and the information that's having to be released that a judge demanded that they release, it's clearly being indicated that vaccine injuries are real and they know it. I mean, those of us who have family and friends and children that have been vaccine injured, we know it, okay? But I'm talking now, Michael, about that there are actual facts and there are people, there's video of people who take the jab and then have these horrific reactions that you see. I mean, this is very real stuff. And I guess that makes it just all the more disgusting to me.
Well, look, what's incredible, anytime a targeted individual gets censored and we have a case of censorship, that means that all of their followers are also having information kept from them.
Right.
We over here at the Media Research Center call this the secondhand censorship effect. And actually, we have a big report out that we released on July 20th. This shows that 144 million plus times American people had information kept from them just in quarter one of 2022.
That horrific.
Was over 4,000 individual examples on censortrack.org, but yeah, just in quarter one, it was 172 cases and 144 million times people had information kept from them.
That's
on
horrific.
Big tech platforms.
Well, I thank you. Yeah, I thank you for what you guys are doing. Give us that. It's censortrack, correct?
Censortrack.org. Yes,
yep.
Censortrack.org.
Yep.
If you guys have been censored, please check us out.
Censortrack.org. And, of course, don't forget to bookmark Newsbusters. And you can find Newsbusters and Michael at CG Contributors. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. I'll be back with Scott Uhlinger coming up on the other side. Michael, thanks again for being with us. I'll talk to you in 2 weeks, and we'll
have
T. Rose next week. All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clearer. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks? At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He was with me yesterday evening as I guest hosted for Kenneth McClinton on the Exceptional Conservative Show. And I asked him if he would please come back and join me here on my program, Chosen Generation Radio. And so I'm very pleased to welcome to the program Mr. Scott Uhlinger, the station chief. Hey, chief. Welcome. Good to have you, man.
Thanks a lot, Pastor Greg. Great to be back.
We were talking as we were getting ready, and we talked about this a little bit last night, by the way. I'm just going to kind of preface this, but we talked about these agents that are carrying out these orders. When you look at the agents that went and busted down the door of Dr. Simone Gold, or the agents that went to Tony's house and pulled he and his family out and handcuffed his 13-year-old daughter and put her on her knees, okay? The same thing, the ones that pulled the guns on his first name was Derek. On his, teenage daughter, okay? that rolled into neighborhoods in full military gear, busting in doors and breaking out windows to get into homes. And you wonder, you mentioned, you know, what's the mentality? I really think that they have been raised to believe that you and I are somehow the evil ones.
Right. I mean, this is what happens when you have a, you know, a university, a school system, school educational system that has been hijacked by the liberals for more than 30 years. And so what I'm saying is that the average person being cranked out of the university is not thinking as you and I do. They've been trained and propagandized that people like you and I constitute a threat, or that, you know, flying an American flag is possibly suspicious. I mean,
yeah, in America,
insane things. But I think, you know, we started to see this takeover of this generation of propagandized people. We saw this in the agencies, in CIA or
okay.
Justice or FBI,
right.
More than 10 years ago.
Sure.
And you know, this was happening when I was still in the agency. Now it's reached full flower, and these people with progressives above them are more than happy to obey their overlords who order them to do whatever. They just do it.
What seemed like unlawful and unconstitutional orders in our worldview.
That's right. Now, maybe, you know, there, I think that there still are some decent people, but who are, you know, maybe more Christian, more raised with the Bible, etc. But a lot of them, well, I mean, like anyone else, they are compromised. They are compromised morally. They are compromised financially. They have mortgages to pay, and they just go along to get along. Because I think I saw some of that. I saw that in the agency when I was in it. And I think that there's still a lot of people like that. So they're just desperately afraid. That's why, you know, when was the last time you recall seeing an FBI whistleblower of any kind? In the past 20 years, there's hardly been any. But yet the FBI has done nothing inappropriate in 20 years. That's ridiculous. But there has had hardly anyone come forward. And it's because they're just simply not willing to do it. And so this is another reason to justify these organizations must be taken apart and forced into more manageable, smaller chunks so that they cannot, you know, use their horsepower against the American people.
Right, right. I was looking to see. I thought that I had seen something. Okay, whistleblower. Not finding it right off the top here. But there was something about a... Yeah, here we go. Okay, so bad news tsunami for Biden and his corrupt family, Dan Bongino. Same FBI boss who shut down Hunter Dirt also pressured agents to juice domestic violent extremist stats. This is apparently an FBI whistleblower that is talking with Dan Bongino. So that's good news.
A couple, right.
Yeah, and Project Veritas has indicated, James O'Keefe has indicated that he has a couple of people. But to your point, I agree with you because of the mentality. And it's interesting, I had a gentleman on who was in Venezuela as a young man when Hugo Chavez took over. And he described four things that he's identified as being the primary issues that led to the fall of Venezuela: open borders, a two-party political system that became a uniparty, infiltrated education system, and apathetic middle class. And I think about the education system as to what you were talking about.
Right, and people just say, well, it can't really happen here. And I remember reading stories about Venezuelans. I actually had some friends who lived in Venezuela. And they remember sitting down with Cubans or Cuban Americans who were saying, okay, look, this what's happening in your country now in Venezuela is exactly what happened in Cuba when Castro took over. But the Venezuelans just kind of laughed it off, or they said, no, it's not going to happen here. And they were exactly wrong. And now look what's happened. And, you know, how many people have died tragically because of a country that's, you know, in the, you know, an economic morass. And well, so, right, you become arrogant and say it's not going to happen here, but in fact it can, and we can see it's the very things that we talked about, you know, Mar-a-Lago, et cetera. These are, you know, the party in power raiding the party that's out of power. You know, this kind of thing is standard procedure where I used to work in the CIA. But
so I want to change course for just slightly, because you bring up something that I think is very interesting. And from the CIA perspective, you watch this, the taking down of a nation and the steps that are a part of the taking down of a nation. And we talked about this, remember back when Obama was in power, when you and I first connected and got introduced by Paul, I don't know what, almost 10 years ago now, something along that line. It's been a long time. But you broke down in one of our interviews about the steps that are taken to literally take a country down. And you just touched on something having to do with the economic side of it. But talk about that for a second. We'll go into our break. We'll come back out and then we'll kind of progress. But I think that's an important thing for American people to understand, because that's what's happening to us right now.
That's right. I mean, you know, you can see this in parallel with what happened at the end of World War II. At the end of World War II, you know, the Soviets pledged to the Americans and British, okay, you know, we're going to be hands off of countries like Poland and Romania. We'll let them make their own. The Czech Republic, Czechoslovakia will let them make their own decisions, etc. But of course, that was all lies.
Right.
And what they did was they inserted people in certain parts of those societies to infiltrate them. One thing that they attacked, one common thing that was attacked is, of course, the church. The church in every country must be attacked and taken down because the church is an alternative to the state. And so you have to get rid of that. It has to be destroyed. Another key is that you have to target youth. You have to target youth groups. So now when you see those transvestite story hours, maybe it makes a little bit more sense, because you have to target youth to get them on the side of the communists. And so all of these things, and of course, you know, you compromise as much of the society as you can. But the most important ones are things like youth groups, church groups, civil society. And once you do that, then the country is much more ripe for the picking. And that's why, you know, by the late 40s, countries like Poland and Romania and Czechoslovakia, they sort of understood what was happening to them. But by the time they really realized it was too late, and those people were in jail, and you know, they were hostages to the communists.
Right. Well, I was thinking about it. I mean, you're really talking about, you know, morality and conscience, right? You've got to wipe away morality, the actual sense of right and wrong and what's righteous and so on. And then you've got to take away and you've got to destroy the innocence and the conscience. And you do that by the promotion. And that's why part of the 45 goals of the Communist Party includes pushing on pornography, homosexuality, promiscuity, all those kinds of things are to try to tear down the moral fiber of the nation. We're going to take a quick break, Scott. When we get back, more with Scott Uhlinger. We're talking about, folks, these are the things that are happening, and we've got to fight back.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
I I thank and praise God for this bore well that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry, Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the bore well in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the feet. Pond Madadrado.
Gosh.
And this is this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the bore well. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Pastor's trying to juggle multiple balls here at the same time. I got an automobile issue, actually, Scott. I got a problem with our car, and so let me see. Okay, hang on one second.
Sure.
Boom. There we go. I think that'll work.
All right.
She'll be okay now. I hope. Anyway, so yeah, I got to get the car fixed, and they're providing us with a rental car, but we have to have the insurance policy information for all that to happen, and
right.
I'm trying to facilitate that, and you know, and a radio show at the same time, because I'm because I'm so talented, I can multitask here like this. All right, we were talking about how, you know, the tearing down of a nation and the way in which that happens. And we talked about, you know, at the root of it, the moral side of it, right? Is, you know,
right,
getting into the schools and getting into the churches and that kind
That's
of
right.
thing. But financial, you mentioned financial stuff. Talk about that for just a second.
Well, actually, I thought you
mentioned something about, you know, attacking the finances of a nation, the economic, economic pressure.
We can see that happening in the United States right now. Actually, it's something, a subject that is near and dear to my heart. Right now, the corruption that we see in various parts of U.S. society, we're seeing the same thing within the U.S. stock market.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of, as I'm somebody who's been an investor for at least 25 years, okay? So mm-hmm. I've always followed the stock market. I have some knowledge, and I've made some money in the stock market, et cetera. But what I will say nowadays is what I see now is absolutely shocking. Things are being done in broad daylight that are deliberately destroying the American middle class. What I'm saying is, in the old days, you used to have like, okay, I'm going to do a little research. I'm going to find a company that seems to have a good vision of a future product or something, and I'm going to invest in them after doing some research, and then maybe I'm going to make some money with them. And so that idea certainly was true, maybe up until about 10 years ago. But after that, it has been attacked considerably, and that's with hedge funds. And hedge funds and all are are huge entities which are basically abusing the system, and the SEC is standing by, much as the corrupt FBI stands by and does nothing.
Okay.
The SEC does nothing, and what they do is they feel free to attack decent companies that have perhaps a future, but since the hedge fund can make money by shorting that stock, they will try to destroy a company to try to make money. But in fact, that company maybe has a revolutionary product or something, and it's never going to reach fruition. Actually, if you look statistically at in the market in the last 10 years or so, the stock market has gone up by a certain percentage in 10 years.
Right.
However, that 10 years of growth in the stock market, almost all of that is about 10 companies in the stock market, whether it's Apple, Google, Amazon. If you invested in those companies, you were doing just fine. But if you wanted to invest in some like up-and-coming company with a new product, those companies have more or less flatlined for at least 5 or 6 years. They've done almost nothing. And this is another example of hollowing out the middle class. Someone like myself, I am extremely close to taking what little money I have left in the stock market and never returning again, because the corruption is endemic. And that's going to happen, and there's a lot of other Americans who will do that. There's other Americans who will be damaged by this, who are seeing their net value attacked because of like these predatory hedge funds, which the SEC allows a free hand. And so this is just another major institution of the United States that I think a lot of Americans are losing faith in.
Well, and then the other piece to this is these social credit scores, right? That are now in place. So these smaller companies that come up, mom and pop, you know, smaller companies that come into play, if they don't embrace the social credit score, then now, guess what? They're gonna hurt you.
That's right. You're right. You're never going to get to the point where you get federal funding or whatever for your product, or getting the proper market for your product. Exactly.
So when
you reach that's the problem. So when you reach this level of corruption, you know, I try to fancy myself a somewhat intelligent individual, and you know, the idea that I can use my mind to do research and maybe make some money for my family, for myself, but that doesn't work if I cannot take corruption and cronyism into consideration. Like if I look at five products and I judge this one is likely the one most likely to come to market. But what I don't know is that, well, the FDA isn't going to approve that company because they're not going to make money from it. And it's this guy's getting kickbacks. And this company, mm-hmm. the inferior product, mm-hmm. is going to be promoted over the other product.
Right.
Certainly with things like COVID, COVID research and COVID products, I was well ahead of the curve on my knowledge of COVID because I was monitoring what was going on in China. However, what I expected to make money on, I did not make money on because the FDA went with, as we now know, absolutely inferior products, which were like 15% effective. And there's still no alternative to these.
Well, and stuff that was already in the pipeline. It was almost like a James Bond kind of a situation where they released the virus and they already had the patents and everything all lined out to release the fake antidote for the plandemic. I mean, it was horrific. All right.
So like I said, so it just causes people like us to recoil in disgust and kind of withdraw more, you know?
Well, and ultimately that's what destroys the economy. It's what has injured the American economy. Scott, I appreciate it. We're out of time today. God bless you, my friend. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation coming up for you tomorrow. Lots and lots more to continue to cover for you. And we hope you enjoyed the program today. Be sure and share. And be sure and support what we're doing as well. Go to cgrwellness.com and improve your health today. Back with more tomorrow.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.